This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 392. I think the examiner didn't like me.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today we talk about one student's panic after her speaking exam and why the examiner should not cause you any worry. Hey, Jessica, I'm getting a little bit of a cold here. I can feel it coming on.
Dang.
How are you? Are you healthy?
Yeah, am actually.
Okay.
I have managed to avoid the plague this end of winter, beginning of spring. I hear a lot of people talking about how they are just getting these like horrendous colds and flus, but you know, they're like out in the public, whereas I'm working from home, which I think helps.
Yeah.
But I do have like a 5-year-old, almost 6-year-old in kindergarten, and I'm pretty sure he brings home lots of germs. But I've managed to stay safe, and I'm gonna knock on wood right now.
Yeah, there. Knock on wood. I'll knock on wood for you too. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. That's good. You know, regular rest is so important, and I guess green tea is the key. So drink lots of green tea.
Yes. Every time I get a cold, then if I'm not like working through it, which usually I just like work through it and then you're sick for longer. So don't do that. That's dumb. Well, yeah. You are doing that. It's not dumb. We're busy.
It's dumb.
But if you do just like commit yourself to getting better, right? And you just say like, okay, one whole day, I'm just going to feel this sickness and just get past it. Mm. And you just sleep and drink green tea for a whole day.
Yeah.
Then that's enough to like get rid of it.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
I wonder if there's a parallel there to IELTS prep. Maybe you don't dance around IELTS, right? You just get into it. You get into a good course and you actually address your problem, right, directly.
It's about the commitment.
You commit.
Not a direct analogy, but we could make it work.
We'll make it work.
Somehow. I guess it's like identifying your priorities, right?
Yeah.
Like instead of putting your energy into the wrong direction and making things worse for yourself, you make the decision to commit yourself to the path of improvement. You got it.
Good. So how are we going to help our listeners get past this big kind of roadblock of IELTS today? What are we going to talk about today?
So we have a cool question from a student who just took the exam, and she is an ardent follower of our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV. And she like used some of the advice and was feeling good, but she was unsure about the examiner reaction. So we're going to read her experience, her description of the experience, and then we're going to explain what happened on her exam.
Okay, cool. So should I go ahead and read the question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. So here we go. So first of all, my name is Azwar Sandy. I'm from Indonesia. I'm one of your fanatic fans who always is the first time watcher in the YouTube channel. Okay, that's good. First person to open the email when she gets to subscribe the notice, right? Guys, remember you can always subscribe to a YouTube video to know when Jessica updates the channel a couple times a week. Okay. To be honest, I attain a plethora of knowledge from you, which is the most realistic materials you provide for us. Yesterday was my IELTS test and my speaking examiner was Canadian. I did very well with all my idioms, high legal vocab, made a drama, various intonations as you told us to do on your channel. However, I saw the examiner was not excited and performed a flat expression during my speaking test. Does it mean something, Jessica? I'm wondering why. Okay.
Oh, poor thing.
Very nice.
So let's look at this from the perspective of an examiner, right? Like, what is this person's job? What is this person doing there? I think, like, we can sort of draw another analogy here between, like, kids in school and how they view their teachers, right? Mm-hmm. I think kids think sometimes their teachers don't have a life outside of school. Like, they only exist in this one situation in which you see them. And yeah. Perhaps IELTS candidates feel the same, right? It's like you only see the examiner on this like 10-minute window, and you think that's all that they're doing that day or whatever.
That's funny. Yeah. You mean the examiner doesn't sleep at the examination center? That's what I used to think with teachers, that they would sleep under their desk.
Totally. I know. Yeah, totally. And then like when kids see their teachers in a supermarket or something, and it's like they don't recognize them for a second, and they're... And then, like, the realization hits that this is their teacher in the real world, and their jaw just drops. Like, yeah. Their mind is blown.
That's so
maybe we'll blow some adult minds today with what exactly the examiner is doing. So, okay, like, examiners, you know, they're usually teachers in their real life, in their outside IELTS life. They have full-time jobs, right, that they are doing Monday to Friday. And, like, their IELTS commitment, perhaps they only do one test every 3 months. Mm-hmm. Or perhaps they do 3 tests a month. That mm-hmm. is the most they could do. And that is not a lot. So mm-hmm. they're required to like be there for the speaking exams. Maybe they're only doing like 4 candidates if they're a new examiner, or maybe they're doing 22 candidates if they're mm-hmm. a senior examiner. Regardless, like the new examiners, guys, they have so much going on in their heads when mm-hmm. they are listening to you, because every word they are analyzing for grammar, wow. vocabulary, fluency, and coherence, right? There's just pronunciation. They're trying to keep all of this in their heads while they're listening to you, and it's stressful. So the look on their face will often have nothing to do with what you are doing at the moment. They are so focused on analyzing you in the correct way, right? Because it's a hard job, you guys. So they're so focused on doing their job that it's not like they're interacting with you so much. They're right. not going to like mirror your emotion on their face like we would in real life. So that's more of like newer examiners are going to be like a little bit stressed out like that. Now let's contrast that with a more senior examiner who is just an old hand, right? Mm-hmm, they've mm-hmm. been doing this so long that, and maybe you are the 15th person they have spoken to that day, and they've already worked a full-time job that week. They just want to go home and enjoy their weekend, but they can't because they're doing IELTS, right? So like, this is another job for them, and they're going to give you the correct score, right? They're experienced. They know what they're doing, but they're not going to put in a lot of emotion, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, they're just mm-hmm. there to do their job. So yeah. sometimes, you know, hopefully you guys are going to get an examiner who is better than that, who does want to interact with you, wants to have a conversation with you in part 3. That is, it's a lot easier to perform well if you're getting that nonverbal feedback, but it doesn't always happen, and it doesn't mean anything. Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, guaranteed to raise your score, learn exactly what the examiner is doing on the speaking and writing exams to give you the highest scores, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
That's a really good point. I mean, it's rare that we're in a speaking situation where we're getting either weird feedback or no feedback at all, right? It's very weird.
Yeah.
Because human beings, from the time that we're babies, we're making eye contact and we're connecting with people.
Right.
People are acknowledging that we're speaking and they're reflecting what we're saying. But we don't get that in the exam situation. And I could see why it could throw us off. very quickly.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you'll get like some old dude who's been doing this for like 2 decades and they're just over it, but they're doing their job. They're just going to be like stone faced, right? Again, it means nothing. Guys, we recently did an episode about how the IELTS speaking exam is unlike normal conversation. So come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 392. I will link to that other episode because that has a lot of useful information that goes towards exactly what we're talking about today, guys. It's not like real life. If it helps, right, you need to pretend that you're talking to a friend. Pretend that you're talking to a favorite teacher, perhaps. And just, right, like, have a strategy to get past this if it does happen, because I can understand how it could throw you off. Like, if the person actually looks angry or bored, either of those things is going to throw you off, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the point. And, you know, now that whoever's listening to today's episode will know this, you'll be prepared. A big piece of it is walking in knowing what to expect.
Yeah, exactly. So come back to the blog, guys. I will link to that other episode and you'll find out a lot more about what exactly to expect on the speaking exam and what to be prepared for, right? You have to know how it's different than real life going in. Because as we've said, as you've heard on this show, even native speakers can go in, and if they're unprepared, they will not perform well either. So it's all about your preparation. This kind of links back to yesterday's episode about how we can control our time and our schedules, right? It's all about your organized preparation and really being on top of all of this massive amount of information that is IELTS.
This is good. This has been a short one, but very direct to the point. We answered the question, and I feel like, you know, this is something everybody needs to know when they're walking into the speaking test. Don't expect to have a normal conversation, because that's not what it's about. Yeah.
And you can't control who the examiner is, right? You can only control your knowledge of what's happening. And so the answer to this girl's question, which is adorable, and I'm sure a lot of students experience this, they're freaked out after the exam. Don't freak out, guys. If you know that you did your best in your preparation and you did your best on the test, right? Don't make any judgments before you get your results. Just be confident that you did your best and it's over, and just try and relax for the next 2 weeks until you get your results.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And if you want to have the best possible chance of getting a great score, guys, and getting our score increase guarantee, you can get into our course at allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
There you go. Perfect.
Cool. Very nice. Very nice. Okay, Jessica, we'll see you back here next week. It's been fun.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Get well. Hope you feel better.
Oh, I hope so. I know, right? Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.